Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Freedom!
I made it a question.
Hi. Hello. What song is that?
Hi.
Oh, that's Peter Gabriel.
Oh, you know what I thought it was from?
I'm on my way.
Big time.
I thought it was from
Hi There.
Always Be My Maybe.
That's right.
What's Always Be My What?
Always Be My Maybe. Have you watched that movie, The Alley
Wong? I really enjoyed it.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I haven't watched it, but
very good.
There's
Romulus
a song
Comulus
in there that's like, hi. Was about the
No, she's doing it exactly how it is.
Oh, really? Sounds like a good movie.
You memorized it.
Yeah, I did.
Hi, welcome to Threedom.
Hi.
I'm Scott.
Hi, welcome to Threedom. I'm Paul.
Hi, welcome to Threedom. My name is Lauren Q. Lapkus.
Q?
For QAnon.
I'm Q.
You've been Q this whole time?
Guys.
Lauren is JFK Jr.
I have a lot of confessions today.
This is your confession.
I don't know that.
It's an Usher song.
I love Usher.
Who's Nusher?
Nusher. It's a Nusher song.
It's when you say it's another Usher song.
A Nusher one.
It really
it's
saves
a Nusher
time.
One.
Let's time it how okay. long it takes to say another Usher,
Usher song versus
a Nusher song.
Nusher.
All right, here we go. Getting the old timer ready.
Are you going to remember to time both
yes,
times?
Yes, I am, dear.
Yes, sweetie pie.
All right. Lauren, do you want to start?
Yeah.
So we'll start with
another Usher song.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Another Usher song.
1 second.
1 second on the dot. Wow.
It took me a long time. All well, right. Watch this.
Reset. And now, an Usher song.
I'm going to choke.
Three, two. Oh. I'm going to choke. Three, two, one.
An Usher song.
It's 0.76
well,
seconds.
There you go.
0.76. Interesting. So,
Scott, you think you can beat that?
I'm going
to
try.
You
definitely.
Have to try.
Here we go. Three, two, one.
Another Usher song.
Wow.
The fuck? Oh,
he's
I hit
doing
lap.
It like a DJ.
You hit lap.
Well, you have another chance.
That's okay. What kept another happening. Usher I kept song. Hitting lap.
You hit clop.
Yeah. Do you call her lap?
I call both.
The two laps in
yeah,
your life.
Yeah, the two laps.
Lap, lap.
Three, two, one.
Another Usher song.
That was 2.02 seconds.
Whoa. Nice.
Wow.
You're
okay.
Really making a meal of it.
Okay, let's
okay,
go.
Okay, now
all
an
right.
Usher.
Reset. Three, two, one.
A Usher song.
I clap again.
God damn.
Oh my God.
Three, two, one.
A Usher song.
0.63.
Yeah.
That was really fast. Do you want to be timed?
Yeah, I would like to be timed.
Oh, how nice.
Remember, don't hit lap.
Whatever you do. What does lap even do?
Oh, God. What do you think it does, door-door?
throw your brain into the fire as a door-door.
Okay.
Everyone gets this.
You know what you're saying first?
Another Usher song, yes.
Okay, that was not official. And here we go. And go.
And
you still
go.
Have time.
How about a 3-2-1?
I was ready for the countdown.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I was timing that.
And go.
Thing. Okay. 3-2-1.
Another Usher song.
0.95 seconds.
0.95.
Wow.
Now you're going to say...
An Usher song.
3-2-1.
An Usher song.
I stopped even a little late. It was 0.68. You definitely beat it by a lot.
Yeah, but did you beat my 6-3?
A lot of time.
Yes.
Oh, okay, great.
Technically, you did.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, God.
I just want to read the text message that Paul sent us.
Yeah, we got a wonderful text message today.
I have hit
really sweet.
I have hit some traffic and will probably... Actually, I'm going to read it how it actually is.
Please.
Okay, read yours first.
Okay, I said, I'll be there closer to 1:40. Scott gave that a thumbs up.
So now you know what time we record.
Yeah, today. Enjoy yourselves, you freaks.
It's later than you think, you freaks.
Next time it hits 1:30, think about us recording. Ooh.
And then Paul said, I have hit some traffic and will be there probably a little after 1:40, you fucking asshole. The last part was for a guy who just cut me off.
Because you were dictating it, right?
I was dictating.
I've hit some traffic. I'll be there at 1:40, you fucking asshole. God damn.
And I read it and kind of thought, oh, I deserve that.
Yeah. Oh, that's very telling, Scott.
Do it harder next time.
Harder, Daddy. Harder freedom, Daddy.
This has never happened to me before, but it happens to Nicole Parker, my friend Nicole Parker, a lot. That she's dictating a text and then starts talking to somebody in traffic.
So what happened in traffic?
Tell us about this effing a-hole.
He left a real impression, and I'm sure it wasn't, man.
We're trying to do this for kids now. Mm. I was on a very busy street called Los Feliz Boulevard.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
I've heard of it.
I got onto it at a bad juncture, and that was on me. And so what happens is it's three lanes
another
and it narrows to two. Another juncture wouldn't be prudent. It narrows from three lanes to two lanes. And then, of course, there's all the people in the fucking third outside lane like, oh, can you let me yield?
Those guys suck.
So doy.
You're talking about that the lane where there's always cars parked, but then you can go a long way before the cars pop up.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I let someone in, of course.
You can let one person in.
You have to let somebody in. It's
then a little
just
further
karma.
On, as the traffic started moving in, another guy just came up and swooped in front of me.
That's dickish.
It's totally dickish.
Yeah.
And I saw him trying to do it, and so I edged up a little bit. And
you were edging.
Love edging.
That's how I drive.
You're always
you
edging.
You drive while you're
I'm
edging.
Always so I can keep alert.
Yeah. That'll keep you focused. On the wrong thing.
Boy, So yeah, he swooped in there.
So
and I was
swooped
like,
in. Did
fucking
you kick
asshole.
His ass or what?
Oh, for sure. That's why I'm late.
You should have rammed his car.
I should have declared ramming speed and then rammed into his car.
Ramming speed.
Engage ramming speed.
I wish you were a robot.
Lauren, from your lips to God's ears.
Ramming speed.
Engage ramming speed. Intruder detected.
Well, that's
what I say when somebody gets in my lane.
That's the way that Janie found out you were a robot.
Janie found out you were a robot.
We gotta cut this part out.
Oh, no.
Do you like my song?
What if that's the way Janie found out you were a robot?
She's been married to you for now. How many years now?
11 years.
11
years.
I skipped COVID.
We should have too.
Yeah.
We should have too.
God, if only I'd skipped it.
The first year of COVID was our 10th anniversary.
Wow.
So no, it's coming up, it'll be 12 this
year.
It'll
be 12,
wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, Paul. Yeah.
Wow, Paul.
But so she's lived
just another 7 years to go.
Until?
No, until we split up.
Oh, right.
No, we put a clock on this.
Yeah, that's safe.
You were like 19 and done, right?
We were like, I don't want to get divorced, you know, out of acrimony. Let's just decide we'll do it before it gets bad.
There should be like a legal thing. Where you
like
can,
an annulment?
Yeah, where you
can no. safely get out.
Safely get out. Don't. No one has to pay anyone anything.
That'd be nice.
A no fault divorce. Too bad we live in California.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, I agree.
It's horrible here.
It's the worst. Don't come.
None of you ever.
It's full.
Everything you're thinking, you're right. So stay away.
Yeah.
We're all full up.
Yeah.
Do you guys dictate your texts in the car?
Wouldn't
ever?
Be prudent. I, you know what? I've just gotten into some voice text.
Oh,
I
wow. Just, tell us about this. Is this part of Lauren's topic?
I remember when I got into it, it was like, I heard people talking about it. I was like, I got to get into this.
I read people talking about it when they said dictated by Siri. But I didn't want to
like,
do
who
it.
Who is this Siri fellow?
I didn't want to talk to him. But I now have been doing it, and I'll tell you what. You know what I use more than Siri is that voice keypad
yes.
feature.
I don't know what this is.
Mm, comments in the bottom right.
You know what? It's very helpful sometimes. Sometimes we'll be texting with Lauren on a separate thread.
Yeah, we have a lot of private things to discuss.
It's about you. It's all we ever talk about
it's
separately.
It's all we talk about. It's so extensive. And
how am I doing?
Draining.
You know what you're doing? You're doing better than
Oh, yeah, it's all
worse.
Positive.
Yes, it's all positive.
Oh, great. Okay.
It's like, Scott was great on Freedom Today.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Just re-listen. Gotta say, Scott was the star once again.
I'll never tell him.
But Lauren, sometimes
No, I just bug Paul
like,
with things that I know you're not going to be interested in. This is...
Oh.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that on the main Freedom thread?
Because like you won't be interested.
No, Scott, you'd do it more.
Like you and I will talk
about... start thinking about that when I
text. We'll talk about Marvel stuff. But I don't bother Lauren with that.
Sure, yeah. Why would you? Yeah, exactly.
What would I bother you with? Mainly gossip, I guess.
Gossip about who? I want to know gossip. But that's the only thing I want to know.
That last one, I was very surprised you addressed only to me.
Well, I was walking a fine line. I'm going to bring it up to you after.
Just the other day?
Yeah. I'll bring it up later.
I want to know.
I was afraid to text it. You'll see why.
Okay. It's not for air, by the way.
It's
gotcha.
It's certainly not.
Aren't you deliciously tantalized, listeners? And also, aren't you scared? For us.
Oh, God.
But in any case.
So she, sometimes when it's like.
He's looking for someone.
He's looking for someone. He's looking for someone. Helicopter.
Buy your helicopter shoe charm now.
That's right.
He's still looking for someone.
He's still looking for someone. He's still looking for someone. He's still helicopter.
God, is he looking for us?
Yeah, maybe.
He's just hovering right there.
He's picking Paul up with a claw.
Are we in an arcade game?
That'd be fun.
What if that happened?
That'd be fun.
I'd like to find that.
I've done it enough times to them. They should do it to me.
I just look at you guys and I shrug like, they got me. So if it's too, like you're texting about a topic and then it's, you just have too much to say. It's like, what's the point of writing all this down?
I know. I hate typing.
You do a little thingy and you're like,
some people
here's what I think.
Do voice memos. A lot.
I would do videos a lot instead of text. I would like turn the camera around,
video. That
make a whole video, even just like of a sentence of like, yeah, okay. And then send
I
the
don't
video.
Drag that Marco Polo bullshit into my text
wow,
world.
Marco Polo died on the vine. Yeah. You know, I do like when some people will voice text me, voice memo me, because it feels like, oh, I feel like we're kind of chatting, but I don't really like to do it back that often. Only with certain people.
Yes.
But there's some people I don't feel the freedom to just start.
Freedom.
You know, speaking.
Freedom!
Freedom! I won't let you down. We're not gonna give you up. Did you like George Michael, Lauren? Or did that pass you by?
I don't really
or
care.
Are you one of those?
I didn't really care.
You're a homophobe.
He never, he never grabbed you?
Not
you're
really.
You're too young, right?
But he's a very sensual person.
Oh, yes.
You say.
sure, I guess. When he was. I mean, he's dead now, so.
Well,
not,
again,
not really
yes,
anymore.
He passed, yes.
She did say past tense.
He was. I said I put him past tense in one sentence and present tense in another sentence because I wasn't sure.
If he had passed away?
I forgot.
But here's the thing about
Christmas
those of
Day.
Us. Here's the thing about those of us in the celebrity.
Do they know it's Christmas after all?
Last
Do they
Christmas.
Know George Michael died on Christmas? Do they know George Michael died today? Those of us in the celebritariat, we live forever in a sense.
I just
so
found
it's
out
okay to say George Michael is sensual.
He
by the way, I just found out
videos.
The
Sorry, what?
No, let's all talk. I want to say something about
videos.
I found out the drums in Do They Know It's Christmas are from a Tears for Fears song. It's a sample.
That makes a
what
lot of
fuck?
Sense.
Were they yeah. there? Were they there?
Because that song's
they
a fucking
there.
Banger.
Yeah.
It's one of the best Christmas songs, actually, even though it's extremely weird and fucked up, I think, in terms of the lyrics.
They're so stupid. They don't know it's Christmas.
Like, they're hungry and they
I
don't have
I think I was just
anything,
on another podcast defending the lyrics, and now I'm taking the
I
other
could
side.
Take, I could take either side, but it's made me cry many a Christmas to listen to it, but
I will
then I'll think, what is this?
I will say I give them credit for where they're coming from, but their lyrics are a little silly. But I feel like some of them are better than others.
Some girls are bigger than others.
There what, you go, Morrissey.
In tits or butt or what are you talking about?
That, I mean, why did Morrissey care?
What? Why did Morrissey care?
I don't know. I remember getting that record and going, this can't be what the song's about. It's got to be a cheeky title that's about something else. Nope. It's just about how some girls are bigger than other girls.
What a freak.
Tits or butt? Or
yeah. So, yeah, what are you talking about?
Hey, Morrissey, tits or butt? You a tits or a butt, man?
I'd have to say butt. Wink, wink.
Reality recap. Yeah, I've been watching a little Joe Millionaire reboot. Have you seen that?
Oh, my, what?
Yeah. The reboot? Why?
Yeah. New Joe Millionaire.
Because I know there's a millionaire and a non-millionaire, right?
Yeah. Well, we just put it on last night.
They always go with a non-millionaire because he's probably cuter, right?
They're both cute and they're both seemingly normal.
How do you find a normal, cute millionaire?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't know. They're both cute.
Scott, I know that you were begging for a compliment just there.
That I'm a millionaire. Please, compliment.
That you're a normal
tell
cute millionaire.
Tell me I'm a cute millionaire.
Please tell me I'm normal and cute.
Your umbrellas are going wonkadoo.
She's talking to me.
You gonna get up there?
No, you get up there. Up there. You gonna get out a ladder, climb to the top of that umbrella? But so they're counting on people not remembering that there was a Joe Millionaire?
The premise is this. So the first year...
Stop screaming at me.
The first Joe Millionaire, they didn't know until the end that he wasn't really a millionaire.
Right.
So the whole time they thought he's a millionaire. This time they surprised the women. There's two men. Surprise. And they said one is a millionaire and one is not. One is worth $10 million and one is worth not that.
So it's Joe Millionaire and no millionaire.
Yeah, basically. And then they can fall in love with both of them. They won't know till the end which one's the real millionaire.
But they are permitted to fall in love with both.
They are. And actually, I will say because it's not... Oh, thanks. I didn't know what you were doing.
You really shamed
him.
Whoa! Scott is adjusting the umbrella.
I guess that umbrella.
As per Lauren's command.
Don't call me Laura.
I corrected it immediately.
Well, don't do it.
Okay, Laura.
Okay, so the fun thing I like about the show, one thing I enjoy is that... thanks.
I love a show where I enjoy one thing.
Well, it's not The Bachelor, so the women are not doing the same Bachelor tropes.
Right.
Thank you. I didn't even mean you had to fix the umbrella right then. That did make it better, though.
Sure.
You sent that to me as a video text. Why are you throwing your can?
Because I'm a rebel.
Oh, my God.
You did a show here the other day, and I brought him a nice big glass of water, and he poured it onto the ground.
Why?
Because he's a fucking asshole.
I am an agent of chaos like the Joker.
The Joke and/or.
Why are you being so serious, I ask?
Another cute thing about the show, just to wrap up reality recap, is that the guys live in a house together, and they're sharing deets about the girls, and they get along like friends.
And you know who the millionaire is before?
Yes, we all do, as the viewer.
We all do.
What deets, like tits or butts?
Yeah, they're talking about tits and butts. Well, he's like, no, this one got in a fight with that one, and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh. So it's kind of cool. And then, because I was tempted to skip, I can't skip to the end, but I was tempted to just wait and then just watch the ending and see what happens. But some of the stuff happening right now is already good. So if anyone cares, it's out there. You know, it's on Hulu.
Are the people dumb?
I think that's a given.
Okay.
even the millionaire?
I don't know. He's a farm guy. I don't know if he's dumb.
What does
dumb.
That mean?
He has...
he's a farmionaire?
He has like a family business that's like farm related.
He has like a family.
He inherited.
He shouldn't be doing the show.
He has a helicopter. He has a ranch. All this kind of shit.
Okay, so he lives in the middle of nowhere where the dollars get stretched a little.
Right.
I said that could be good because then the girl, if she wants to live in the middle of fucking nowhere, she could live forever on that.
But the girl never wants to live in the middle of nowhere. Remember
they want to be in LA.
Remember the previous farm. Bachelor.
Yeah, it's not a good selling point for a bachelor. It's also just tough, even if you met someone in a bar and then they were like, I live in the middle of nowhere. Like, it's like, well, I don't know if I want to go do that.
Did they ever do Bachelor on Animal Crossing?
What do you mean, like the characters?
Well, I know that people did shows, like stand-up shows on Animal Crossing. But if somebody had done a game show...
What are you guys talking about?
Oh my God, Animal Crossing was so pandemic.
It was so pandemic.
It was peak pandemic. I mean, I got into Animal Crossing, the game, on Nintendo DS, right? That's what it's on, right?
More like Nintendo DS.
I was doing it on the Switch.
So that's what I mean, Switch. I used to have a DS like a million years ago. I don't know why I'm saying that. My Nintendo Switch. But I was really into it for a while. But then, you know, I feel like I started to go, I can't live inside this fake world.
Well, you're going to be living in the metaverse soon.
I know.
You got to get an NFT as an avatar.
I do.
I think I lasted longer than you did, but there does come a point where it's like, this is sickening to me.
I agree. I started to go, I'm out of my mind. Kulep
would play The Sims on our GameCube that we got for free.
Sims is a blast.
But it's the same kind of thing where it's just like, but I feel like she does some sort of thing like that now, not Farmville or something, but it's like takes up a lot of mental space. But I'm always playing like word games, so I get it.
Well, I do my Wordle one today. You guys want to talk about Wordle?
Hey,
Wordle one today. We're in the Wordle part.
We're in the Wordleverse.
Wordle is fun because it's a very simple thing. I like it.
I love it. I love that you have to stop after one. I would play it all fucking day. Yeah. I really would.
Yeah.
I set my Instagram timer again because I was like, I'm on this shit fucking way too much. And then I ran out today and I went, wow. And then I looked around and I was like, oh, I mean to fold that laundry for 4 days. I really was like,
oh, the world.
My screen time is bad and it's approaching first quarantine bad.
Yeah.
No.
Same. Mine is out of control. I had to set the time.
I have it in my fucking hand all the time.
Me
it's too. Like, what am I doing?
It's sick. It's
reopening
sick.
Apps right after I close them,
same,
that kind of thing.
Sick.
Gross and disgusting.
Mine's I have a lot of screen time because I'm making deals all day.
Wow.
You know, you have all those iPads.
No, and I've said this before.
I just got a new one.
It counts your device.
By the way.
You got a new one given to you?
No, I bought this one.
Well, because the old ones are too
old. Oh, so things are bad?
Gen.
No, it's too stupid to go into, but
I needed
a bigger one.
We talk about really fucking dumb shit.
Why did you need
a bigger one for your Peloton?
I needed the big screen. No, for my Peloton.
Did you throw it?
It comes with a screen.
It does.
By the way, they're not making them anymore. I mean, they've halted production.
Peloton?
Because
they've halted production
because of
for 2 months.
Like that.
2 months. I could have gotten one in that fucking window.
Why have they halted production? Because of quarantine?
Because
of
demand?
Pandemic?
No, demand is going down, so they've halted production.
Down.
So their stock tumbled
because of Mr. Big.
Because of Mr. Big.
Well, I think demand's going down also because
everyone's great
getting back out in the world a little bit.
Yeah, everyone's thin again.
Whether you should or shouldn't.
Everyone's in shape.
Yeah. Well, we all used our Pelotons and sold them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So why do you need the big one? Just tell us.
I'm not going to tell you.
Because you want to watch
my mom.
Encanto.
I wanted to watch Bruno.
Bruno.
Not the Sacha Baron Cohen Bruno.
Like,
although
he
should have made a cameo in
Encanto. We don't talk about Sacha Baron Cohen Bruno.
Why?
Have you not seen Encanto?
I haven't seen it.
The song.
Lauren,
it's
oh.
a hit song. It's a hit song. We've got to talk about Bruno. Is that what
we don't talk about
we
Bruno.
We don't talk about
I
Bruno.
I have picked up on that a little bit from my time on Instagram. Yes. But I try to avoid. Sometimes I just scroll right past because I'm like, well, I want to watch it eventually. I don't want to get all the hits from Instagram.
Absolutely. Luckily, people only make the same joke over and over again. So it's really not ruining the movie.
What is the joke? Because I don't.
Just about talking about Bruno.
That's
the only one I've seen. That they're going to or that they're not going to.
I watched Coda and I wept my little ass off. And so
you wiped your little ass off?
I wiped it and so did Mike. We both were crying and we were like, that was so good.
It's good, right?
I loved it.
It's an extremely sweet movie.
I loved it so much.
Yeah. The dad actor.
Yeah.
Dad actor.
I went down a wormhole looking them all up afterwards.
Yeah. Yes, me too. You simply must.
Yeah.
Finding their addresses.
He was fantastic.
Catfishing them.
I'm in the middle of a good catfish with him right now.
I can't say too much.
He thinks he's talking
it's
to
ongoing.
A huge muscle man. The girl was fantastic. And
she's
she
great,
learned
yeah.
sign
she
language great. And had never sung on screen.
Also,
she had been on Broadway before.
Is she not from another country as well?
She's British.
She's British.
American
yeah.
accent, learned another language, sign language, and then also was singing on screen, which she had never done, but she was a singer previously.
Right.
Yeah. Still, that's a different skill with acting, singing, that
absolutely.
Kind of thing.
She also had to learn the fishing shit.
Yeah, and how to walk.
That alone, I honestly, that first...
Yeah, she was a...
I mean, she did that a few years back.
Yes.
The first scene...
I also did that.
Of the
oh,
movie,
really?
And this mm-hmm. isn't giving anything away,
not
but the first
world.
Scene of the movie...
It's giving the first scene of the movie
well,
away.
You'll see it within 1 second. She's on a boat, and she's working on a boat.
I'm on a boat!
And, sorry, spoiler alert. And I was thinking, oh, God, that's hard as an actor. She's, like, grabbing fish, doing all this stuff.
Yes.
It's disgusting, and you have to act like you're really comfortable. And
like if you had to grab one fish, you would quit the movie.
I've literally done that many times.
Quit the movie?
Had to grab fish.
Really? Which
what?
Fish?
Strangely, not a, or touching things like that. I had to gut a fish on Are You There, Chelsea? How random is that? It's a multicam show. They had me gutting a real fish.
For what?
Ew.
I know. And so
why would you inflict that on a room full of people?
I don't know. Well, it was kind of, I really don't know why it was real.
Ugh.
It just looked better, I guess. But I'm supposed to, then I got the blood on my face, which was part of the scene.
A big
and
disgrace.
Then, Anyways.
I went fishing once when I was a little kid with my uncle, and I caught a fish.
Ooh.
But it was not a fish that we could eat. We were fishing for flounder. And
you couldn't eat it because it was inedible, or because
it was like a, it was like maybe this big. It was like a 6-inch fish or something like that. It was very small, and it was not like it just was,
6 inches is small. Damn,
minuscule.
Have you seen a whale? I mean, come
on. Never mind. You caught a 6-inch fish.
Yeah, I caught a little fish, and it was not like a fish that you fry up and eat. You know what I mean?
What'd you do with that shit?
We kept the. I insisted that we keep it because I was very upset.
You didn't want to throw it.
I wish.
But throwing it back would be better.
Throwing it back would be better.
Yeah, but you're a kid.
I was a little kid.
You wanted to keep it in a fish tank.
I felt like I had
a prize.
Yeah, it was not so much that I felt like I had a prize, but I felt disappointed that I had not contributed.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Why, did other people catch flounder?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. So you wanted to be like...
flounder at night.
Really?
Flounder at night. Flounder at night.
Flounder at night.
Did you go fishing often, sorry?
No, that was it. That was the only time I've ever been fishing.
Yeah. Did they go fishing without you? Go, that kid only caught a 6-inch fish.
He's a little pussy.
He can't handle it.
He can't handle the fish.
When he can't provide.
I feel like I went fishing once, and then I went fishing twice. Never caught anything.
Then I went fishing thrice.
Either time.
And
once.
Four,
then
five,
I
six.
Was fishing every day, and I'm fishing right now.
Once I feel like was up near San Francisco for some reason.
Up San Francisco?
How old are you?
I must have been, I can tell you what comic book was in a store in San Francisco that I really wanted to buy.
Sure, absolutely.
That really helps.
It was the second part of a Justice League, Justice Society of America two-parter.
Oh, so you went there because you had to. No, I really
Well, no, I remember. Okay, this is what I remember from the trip. We'd rented some sort of. We'd rented. No, we rented some sort of a mobile, what do you call it?
Hospital?
Like RV. We rented some sort of RV.
Okay.
And we drove into San Francisco. We had, like, fished with some church friends. We drove into San Francisco. I saw a poster on the street. Someone was selling this poster on the street that I thought was hilarious.
Poster on the street.
Which was the unknown comic in the Burt Reynolds pose.
Oh,
naked,
sure.
With the bag
the
over
Cosmo, yeah.
With the bag over his penis as well.
That's funny.
And I was like, that's funny. And then we went to Fisherman's Wharf, and I remember being super bored because my parents just wanted to, like, shop and look at, you know, dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
And
idiots.
And I saw this comic book, which it was a little bit older and not sold in my area. And I was like, please, 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 can I get it? Anyway,
like the Morrissey song.
Yes.
And exactly. Then did you get it?
I don't remember. I think I might have. I don't remember.
Wow, he wanted it so bad, and doesn't remember if he got it or not.
Yeah, but that's all I remember from that trip. So it must have been around 1982.
And
or
why
so.
Is your iPad so big?
Shit! You almost tricked me. No.
I've been fishing a couple times, I think, but once was kind of memorable. I was in Wisconsin, I think, with my aunt and uncle who had
cheese.
A summer. They had a fancy, I don't know, somebody had some sort of summer house there, but it wasn't.
Fonzie?
It wasn't fancy by any means. It was a very camp-like cabin, you know? And
so, RuPaul?
You know, it was camp. It was pure camp. And my brother and I went on a trip with my aunt and uncle, and then we went fishing on a boat. It was pretty exciting. And then
I'm on a boat.
On a pontoon, I believe.
I'm on a pontoon.
And then while I was asleep, my brother saw a tick on my leg.
Oh,
whoa.
And he pulled it off.
Whoa!
Yeah.
With his mouth?
No.
He got all of it?
Sicko. But I was a little kid. I mean, I was like probably, I think I was like 10, and he was like 12 or 13. He was 13.
Wow, so you could have had Lyme disease.
Right.
But he was, why was he looking at your leg?
He just saw it on my leg. I was asleep. I just had my, I mean, it was just.
You had your leg out?
Yeah, I was just laying there.
Weird.
It's actually not. It's like a hot summer day, you know, laying on the couch.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. Sometimes you got to stick your foot out to regulate temperature.
Anyway, sure. I don't even know if I had a blanket. I would have just passed out, taking a nap, you know?
Drunk.
Anyway, very, very helpful.
I have never had a tick. It's terrifying to me.
I know. They freak me out.
The idea of them is so horrible.
Do we have them here?
We must.
I'm sure if you're hiking or something. I mean, when I went to Little Compton, Rhode Island, which is where Arden is from, we were in sort of like grassy fields. And then I was thinking, there's going to be ticks in here. I'm going to get them all. I mean, and so I couldn't even have fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so you start thinking about a tick and it's just over.
That's the grassy knoll. That's how JFK died.
From the grassy knoll?
From the tick.
A big tick.
Oh, got him. Tick. Yeah.
Lee Harvey Oswald with the pate.
A big tick. I still want to know why the iPad's so big. I feel like I can't. How big is the biggest one?
It's like a car windshield.
It's a TV.
I wish.
I wish.
That'd be an amazing
that
iPad.
Big.
Lauren,
I would lay on it.
Give a guess why you think he got a big
okay.
iPad.
He wants to watch TV from the tub.
Tub TV.
Other option is
he wants to light some candles and watch Ozark while he soaks.
He wants to be able to use it somewhere specific. I don't know. I really don't know. I want to know why. I want to know.
Wouldn't you like to know?
I'll never
tell you.
I just guarantee it's not interesting, but I need to know.
I will never tell
okay,
you.
Okay, you'll never tell
never.
Me? Never. Even off mic?
I will... Never, not even off mic. I will die okay, before
so,
this
so it's something
crosses
embarrassing.
My lips.
So he wants to watch big porn.
Big
huge
porn.
Huge porn.
And the TV won't do it.
It's for reading.
Portable big porn.
I need a bigger screen for reading.
So you want it, but why don't you just make the text bigger on the smaller one?
Never mind.
Didn't think of that. All right. That's fine.
Why do they even make the big ones then?
Are you like drawing a comic?
Yes.
I read a book recently.
Yes.
On a what?
I'd like to do more.
I read
that.
A book.
What was the book you read? Do you want to talk about it? Or is it private?
It's a private book. It was a book called The Thursday Murder Club, and it was a very enjoyable book. But the thing is, it shifted between perspectives. So there was like a third person,
like The Last Duel.
Exactly. Mm. So there was a third person perspective, but then there was a first person perspective in the form of a journal of one of the characters.
Uh-huh.
And they like, used what's that? Wachowski?
Harriet the Spy.
Wachowski Tom Hanks movie with Halle Berry.
Cloud Atlas.
I believe the book is sort of like that, is it not?
I do not know. I have not read it, nor have I seen the film.
Neither have I.
But the thing is, when they switched perspectives, the journal was a different font.
Whoa!
Like it's like handwriting.
That was much smaller. It wasn't really handwriting, but it was so much smaller than the other one that I had to constantly, because I was reading on a Kindle.
That's annoying.
I had to keep bumping it up.
Yeah.
And then when I would go back to the third person font, it was now so big that it was quietly mortifying.
It should account
accusatory.
For...
Yeah. It was like, is this good enough for you?
Asshole.
It should account for your text size on the first page and like make it bigger, you know, and...
Lauren, I agree.
Call Elon Musk.
I will.
Call you on Musk. That's
call
what I've done.
Call you on Musk.
I'm going to call you on Musk.
Call you on Musk.
You think you'll have like Musk. a phone company called Musk soon?
I hope so.
And the
that
phones are just
work.
Like... In your
they
brain.
Stink. Would you buy a stinky phone if it was like the best phone out there, but
like
it stank a little bit?
Stinky.
Like it just stank a little bit.
Yeah.
God, you know? Scott, what are these slides that you're wearing?
These are my Crocs. These are my Croc slides. I thought I showed
They're
them to you.
They're made by Croc, but they only have three holes?
I need Croc slides.
You need them?
I
Crocs!
Need,
what
Crocs,
are you doing? You
Crocs,
only sent us three pair of pieces.
Crocs. You did one ad.
We did one ad 1 week, and you only sent us three pair?
You turn off the shoe faucet after three?
I didn't even get to talk about how I wanted the slides.
Send the slides to my friends. I already have the slides.
Oh,
slides for all my friends.
Yeah.
All right, we need to take
I'm
a
joking.
Break. Bye.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
And we're back.
We're back with my bays.
We secretly found out why Scott bought the new big iPad.
I admitted it.
It was big porn.
He admitted.
Oh my God. He admitted.
What is that from?
I think we should leave.
Oh yeah, yeah.
By Tim Robinson.
Oh my God. That show's so funny.
The Tim Robinson show.
The fucking mall one is the funniest thing ever, though. I actually watched that right after I gave birth, and I was dying.
Right after.
Instantly. When I was recovering in my
room.
Bring
me that iPad.
Swap the baby for an iPad.
No, it was one day later.
Move the baby.
And I was watching that, and I was laughing so hard. It was medicine.
Yeah, laughter is the best.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yes,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
True.
Made you feel better about having a baby?
It healed my coochie.
Oh, okay. It closed up after watching
entirely.
That.
The doctor came in and said, "Now to heal your coochie, here's what we're going to do.
We're going to give you one dose of that. I think you should leave
now."
The mall episode.
You're going to yell at me. You're going to tell me to get out of here. But I want you to trust me on this. Watch this sketch show.
How's parenting?
It's going great.
Great.
Well, Holly has now reached a point where she's 6 months old. Mm-hmm. And that
she's sort of over it.
I have to say.
She wants to go back in.
Most of my experience with children is from 6 months and beyond. And so I really feel like I've hit a stride with her. To 6 months and beyond.
I was going to do the madness, but. 6 months and beyond.
I'm glad we each had one.
But it's getting more and more fun for me because, mm-hmm. first of all, I feel better physically, which is helping. But she's getting so funny and she's so
cute.
What
do you hope her first word is?
I would love for it to be mama.
Really?
Wouldn't that be ideal?
It's better than competition.
The race is on.
It's better than car.
But isn't mama? What's
mama
easier to
is
say?
Mama is harder to say.
Right, yeah.
Dada is easier to say.
So change your name to Dada.
Yeah, I should say.
Because they say that by accident.
Yeah. People are just saying, they said it. No, nope. We don't know.
No, they have to put, I think it's, if it's Dada, if it's mama, it's like, it's obviously you're saying me. If it's Dada, they have to include a point and like sort of a gesture, like a repeated gesture, like, no, this person.
Well, you know what part of it is? I have to start calling us that now, I guess, because she has she's not going to say mama. I don't often say. Mama.
Right.
What do you say, Lauren?
I don't say anything.
You've never told her to come to mama?
I don't speak a word to her.
Ask her why.
I've said it, I've tried to make a point, because now she's at the point where 6 months is where they start to learn their own name.
Mm.
So you have to be more specific. So you call her nicknames and stuff. You have to be more specific. You call her the specific name, and then she'll start to recognize that means her.
Okay.
And then so that's, I would say probably now is a good time to start putting in that he's that and I'm this and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't, like, you have to stop calling her dipshit.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll start figuring out what we're talking about.
What if we came over to record and now we haven't seen her since like week three or something like that.
No,
right?
You saw her when she was like 3 months.
3 months. Okay. So we haven't seen her since then. But
maybe,
what if,
maybe more. Four
but
months.
What if we came over to record and she just went, Paul, Scott, that was her first words.
Oh, honestly, I'd be astounded. I'd be thrilled. If that was her first word and she just knew who you were, then she'd be baby genius.
What if she said, hello, Paul. Hello, Scott.
That would be really cool.
Welcome.
Nice to make your acquaintance.
Would you like
I haven't seen you guys in months.
About approximately 3 years.
So funny.
Lauren showed me.
Approximately 3 months.
You showed me a video of you blowing lightly on her face.
Yes. Oh.
And what?
No, just going like. like right into her face. And she goes, oh, she starts to like,
she goes through so many emotions.
She's like, oh my God.
Does she like it or not like it?
She likes it, I think, but she's also like really shocked. And it's like, it's very cute.
Because we found that Molly, our dog, hates it when you go
like that what? In her face. Like,
no, just even by her.
That noise.
Just
what
the noise.
What does she
like,
do?
Okay, well, does it make her think of the junkyard she was raised in?
In Mexico? Maybe. I don't know.
The sound of cars being compacted.
Weird. That's a weird
thing. She hates it.
So what got her there?
I don't, because...
You were doing raspberries and Kulap's belly?
The other lop will do it every once in a while.
Now, is Kulap lop two or lop one?
She's other lop.
If Kulap married me, she'd be Kulap lopkiss.
Kulopkiss.
Kulopkis.
Right now she's Vilas Ackerman.
That works out great.
I have friends who had a dog, a rescue dog, that would go crazy.
Adopt, don't shop.
It would go crazy.
Adopt, don't shop.
Adopt, don't shop. It would go crazy if you said the word abogado.
Abogado?
Does that mean lawyer, though? Haven't we had this conversation?
Maybe we have.
Yeah, I think we have.
And the dog would go crazy.
But why
now
did it not
dead.
Like that?
Oh, no.
No one knows. We
did
don't know.
Did it die from that?
Yeah. Oh, wow. We did it too much.
That's so weird.
It just finally went crazy.
It went crazy to death.
Oh, my God. I was on a walk with Holly yesterday, and these dogs were about to... I swear they almost jumped over the fence they were behind. It was, like, taller than me, but they jumped up so high, and their paws were above it.
And they were trying to attack you?
Yeah, they were going crazy barking at me.
Wow.
When I was a kid, that was the scariest... We had dogs like that. Oh, my God. I think I told you about Hippies Hill or Rob's Hill in my old neighborhood. Where
I remember.
And there was at one point, there
was
whoever lived there,
house.
There was a garage that had a dog in there that was maybe like it was an Irish wolfhound, maybe it was a shaggy dog, you know. What do they call those, the shaggy dogs?
What do you mean?
Sheepdog.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah.
Like the character, the shaggy dog?
The shaggy D.A.
Yeah, but I think people would say shaggy dog sometimes as a nickname.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe I just got it from the movie.
By the way, like, you shouldn't call something after its job.
Why not?
You know what I mean? Like no, that's its identity.
Like when
it, like,
did it
separate
become
work
sheepdog?
And
like,
work
when,
and life.
Well, there was a time before where
it's like,
it
hey, I'm just shaggy.
Even
know
a sheep.
I chase sheep for a living, but you don't have to, like, that's my identity. Like,
doesn't it seem kind of stressful to have a bunch of sheep you have to, like, get back into your fence all
not
the time?
Not to me.
No, that sounds great.
I bet I could do it easy.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the thing. If I were a sheepdog, I would just
I would
be
actually,
like,
boosh, boosh,
boosh. I'd be like straight army.
You get in. You get in. I did it.
You get a car. You get a car.
In there. So this dog was in this garage often, and it was a very scary thing to go up to the garage to the point where the dog would sense you outside, because then it would, like, jump up in the windows, the little windows of the garage. And it was like there was a monster in there, because it wasn't tall enough to stay in the window, but it would jump up just barking like crazy.
It's so scary.
It was terrifying.
Especially if you're a little kid. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm sure I told you about the dog that chased me when I was on my paper route, and it made me hate dogs.
When did you come back around?
I thought there was a different dog that made you hate dogs.
No, it was that dog. What dog did you think?
I thought a dog, like,
Marmaduke?
Bit you. Yeah,
no, this dog chased me.
I thought you bit a dog.
Yeah, I did that.
I'd love to see
I did that every day.
That.
Wait, I thought you were a dog who had a paper route.
And you were in a movie.
There's nothing in the rule book against it.
Did anyone see Clifford?
No. What? Why?
Why would we? We don't have Holly.
I'm just curious what it's like.
To have a big dog like that in your life?
What the movie's like, I mean.
A friend of mine's son saw Clifford, and boy, he was too young for it.
Really?
He was afraid?
Yeah.
Mm.
Clifford really disturbed him a lot.
But now with the book, because I remember
the
liking
the animation is too.
It was the animation, yeah.
I remember liking the books as a kid, but it was very playful and whimsical and
drawing.
He's clearly a drawing.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's funny.
But if you to saw put him in life, the light in the real life, that would be
to put him in the real life. This is against
that's
what
like
we
watching
do.
King Kong when you're a kid. It's like frightening.
What's the girl who owns Clifford's name?
Clarford?
Clifford's master.
King Kong, the 1976 one with Jessica Lange.
Which my father was in.
That's right.
No,
starring Bert.
Wow.
No, I watched the 30s one.
And that one scared you as a kid?
Well, I mean,
I guess depending on what age you are.
I also was very fascinated with monster movies when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So it was very much like I watched it once. It was kind of like, ooh, that's scary. But then I found out about stop motion.
Yeah.
And so then I wasn't really scared of those types of movies anymore. I would be like, oh, wow, that's how they do that. That's how they do that.
I don't need to be scared. That's a tedious process.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a Dynamite magazine when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Up until I was like 13 or something.
Yeah.
I had a subscription. Well, like I would order it from Scholastic.
Yeah, Scholastic Book Club.
I loved Scholastic Book Club.
I did too. That was like, what was it, like once a month at school or something like that?
Something like that. And you'd order it from the catalog, right?
Yes, yes, yes. I loved it so much. But Dynamite magazine did stuff on like, it's so wild. They did like magazine was aimed at nerds because it was like, here's a peek at Ray Harryhausen's technique. Did you know about Lon Chaney Sr.? They're like shit like this. Like these movies are already old.
Oh, weird. I just got sad though about kids who must have been sad on Scholastic Book Day because they didn't have $5 or something.
I know.
Yeah.
That sucks. I remember I ordered. Why is everything fucking school is a lot of school stuff is really bad.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Just going to school is bad?
Well, because like teachers have to buy their own supplies.
I will agree with that.
Like there's so many things that just aren't like our government just doesn't take care of that they should.
The narrative that
the kids should each get a free book.
Kids, you know how much that would add to the budget?
Yeah.
One book to every kid in the world? Okay. No, thank you.
You're the person at the town hall meeting. I don't want the kids to have free lunch. If they get free lunch, they won't know the power of work.
Well, it is one of the best, one of the coolest things our society does is public schooling.
Yeah, so, but the teachers are paid 2 cents and they have to buy their own supplies.
Yes, we should put more money into it, but it's like, it's honestly, like when you think about it, an amazing thing that
the post office and also. But doesn't every country have, pretty much.
So you're not even going to give me this, that public school that is good?
Of course it's good, but I'm saying other countries.
Are you talking about in England? Because that's a private school, actually.
They have to pay? Everyone has to pay to go to school?
No, what they call public school is private school.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't pay.
I don't understand that, why that is.
I don't either. Why is it called private if it's...
They're backward. Everything they do is backwards.
They call the front of the car the back of the car.
They do. Idiots.
Yeah.
The engine's in the car back. In it.
In it. We hate them.
In it.
If you're listening to us from there, we hate you.
Wow.
Lauren... I feel like this bummed you out.
No, it's great.
Well, because Holly's going to school in a mere 4.5 years.
Yeah, I know.
So now, you're trying to take care of all these issues.
A legitimate question. Are you already having to look at shit like that?
No, but I have heard that you, like, probably by the time she's like 1.5, I'm supposed to be doing that or something. So it's
a nightmare.
It's fucking insane. I don't know about that, but I would really like, I think that, I mean, I just hope that there's people out there who are like giving money towards helping. Like, I just think like if Holly went to school and I knew that there were some kids who didn't have something, I would want to have everything. Like, I don't like that.
Cool. You give your money.
I would.
Good. Give all of it.
Asshole. I would. That wouldn't even be that much money. It's like, you just have to like, you know, donate a little to help everyone feel better. Isn't that just hard that people have to go through that?
Yeah. It's terrible.
He's against it.
There's enough shit. There's enough shit when you're a kid to be embarrassed and self-conscious about, much less the fact that you come from a family that's not doing that well.
Okay. Here's what we do then. We target those children. And we put them into a special thing and say, we're gonna pay for all of your stuff because you're so poor.
No, it would be an anonymous situation where everyone just gets what they need.
We put on a Guy Fawkes mask and a hoodie.
Attention, we're giving all the kids the same stuff.
All of you will have everything that you need.
Everyone will get square pizza.
Were you bring your lunch to school person, Lauren?
I brought my own lunch because
what did you have all the time?
I ate the same thing from kindergarten to through high school basically every single day except for some days where it was a variation that I never really liked. I had a peanut butter sandwich with no jelly. I had a pack of chips and
a pack of cigarettes.
A pack of Philly's blunts.
Some sort of dessert, Hostess cupcake, cookies, that kind of thing, and a juice box of some sort or a Coke when I was
all the way
in high
through
school.
A senior in high school.
Pretty much almost every day.
When I was in grade school, I went home for lunch because we lived that close to the school.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Grade school, you were able to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I would think that you would want to stay with all of your friends.
No, I guess I did. I don't know why.
No, that seems cool to go home.
I think I liked it. But when I look back on it now, I'm sure there must have been days where I was like, I wish I didn't have to go back there.
Oh, you wouldn't want to go back at all.
Yeah.
No. I mean, our school was right by a Burger King, so I would go there for lunch once I was in high school, which was fucking
We were
awesome.
By Foster's Freeze, and that's where I would go all the time. And I would walk in and go, your usual?
You would say that?
Wow.
No,
yeah, they'd say that. And they'd be like, what are you talking about?
I would go, Your usual?
Your usual? The part where you ask me what I want?
I was thinking about sandwiches because I had the just brokest sandwiches growing up. And I was thinking about deviled ham the other day.
But wasn't it always gross when you had your meat sandwich once you got to school? Like, I would have my sandwich with turkey and then I'd get there and like, the bread's
You'd
all
have turkey?
Soft.
Yeah.
I had a bologna.
Oh, man. My mom.
With butter.
I can't believe white bread. I can't believe how badly I mangled this. But my mother would make me a bunch of sandwiches at once and put them in the freezer.
Whoa.
And then I would
Does that stay at all?
Well, it doesn't. Here's why it doesn't work. Because what you should do is you take the next day's sandwich out the night before.
Right.
And you put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
So that it thaws out. And then you could put condiments on it or whatever.
Yeah.
Condiments.
Instead of what I did, I put them in a big condom. It's like putting a soda in tinfoil.
You would forget about it until the morning of.
I would grab it out of the freezer in the morning. So
you
then it would just
brick of meat.
It would thaw out by lunchtime, but it would be wet. It would be like a soggy sandwich with a soggy DA.
It would be
a wet sandwich with no condiments on it.
Oh, it was miserable. Can I say one thing about bologna? I just saw on Instagram today that the Oscar Mayer bologna face mask, you know those face masks that are like tissue, you know, as you put on your face? They made one that looks like bologna. And it sold out so fast that they couldn't keep up with production and they didn't expect it at all. So
it looks like bologna or is
it? It looks
bologna?
Like it. It's just one of those sheet masks, but it's but a it red circle. Like red, it looks like bologna. Yeah. It comes in an Oscar Mayer package.
Oh.
And like the thing you do when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Although I didn't learn about this till I was an adult, where you make
the
face in bologna.
That makes me sick.
It's gross.
The idea of the meat touching my face, no.
You don't like meat touching your face.
That's your takeaway? Yeah.
We never got turkey. We had bologna, we had tuna, or we had deviled ham.
Is turkey much more expensive than
I don't know.
Tuna? I don't think it
feels like it was like a
tuna goes a long way.
Tuna goes a long way.
Tuna makes me sick.
Does it really? Tuna salad?
Ugh.
I loved it. That's the one thing I still
love.
I don't
like anything salad. I don't like chicken salad. I don't like when there's fucking chunks and
I like some of those things. I like an egg salad. I like
potato
a turkey
salad.
I don't like potato salad that much.
Egg salad barf. Ugh.
Egg salad barf.
Yeah.
Deviled ham, I wonder if
I just remember deviled ham.
It's basically like
it's ham that hasn't been blessed by a priest.
Bad ham.
I think it's like basically it's like junk meat that's
what?
That's
even worse.
Put into as a spread.
Or like a hot dog?
It's a spread. So like you put it on.
Oh no.
You put it on bread and it's like peanut butter. It's like, you know.
Vegemite.
Yeah.
We had it in the house. My dad would eat it, but I never ate it. But I was fascinated by the packaging. I loved
the little Underwood devil?
Yes, the Underwood devil ham package.
I got to look this up.
Not just that the logo, but that it was like this white paper wrapped around this can.
Oh, yeah.
It was I don't know. It looked neat to me.
Deviled ham spread.
I like the devil.
I love him. And Scott, a friend of the devil is a friend of mine.
This isn't what I thought it would look like. I sort of wonder if I would like it.
We should try deviled ham.
It's kind of gross.
Because I haven't had it since maybe I was 13 or something like that.
Let's fucking try it on
No,
night.
No,
Let's
no.
People
no.
love
no,
when we eat.
No, I don't know. No, no.
What's in
no,
it?
No, no. I know.
What's in it?
It's gross to me.
What's in it? It's gross to me.
Because others might enjoy, but I don't like these sort of mushy things. Okay, wait, hold on. It has mayo, ham, mustard.
Mayo's already, all that
sweet
stuff's in it
onion.
All that stuff's good.
You put it all together in a big thing. They're dipping
like a
Ritz cracker. Hold on, wait. My thing's loaded.
It's like a pate.
I didn't know it had condiments in it.
Yeah, neither did
That's wild.
To make it mushy. Or you just thought once you
mush
kind of...
Mush it real good. My dad used to eat liverwurst.
Ugh.
Oof.
Which was so gross to me. And then I used to have something... There used to be something that I loved, a lunch meat called turkey ham.
Oh.
Well, what's that?
When a turkey and a pig fuck? Can you imagine a pig fucking a ham? That's disrespectful.
That would be awesome.
I don't know. I guess it was a combination of turkey and ham. I don't know. But is it
like lunch meat, though, or is it a spread?
It was lunch meat.
It's lunch meat.
I loved it.
So it's turkey ham.
Yeah, it had a specific taste, and it was really good.
So it's ham made out of turkey.
I guess. But it didn't taste completely like turkey, you know what
I mean? Right. No, but it's
However,
ham,
it was processed.
It's cured or whatever,
yeah.
the way that a ham would be, but it's made out of turkey. Yeah.
It was so good. I've never found it again.
No, they still make it.
I've never seen it.
Let's go to Gelson's right after this.
I'll go to, I've never seen it at Gelson's.
I've never seen Gelson's.
You've never seen a Gelson's?
Lauren, you simply must go to Gelson's.
I'm scared.
It's amazing. The aisles.
Wow. No, but it does remind me of going to UCB shows and getting a little something beforehand.
Yes.
Wow. What a world we live in now where we don't do anything.
I would go get like a little soda pop or maybe I'd get a meal because I was going from thing to thing.
Yeah, I'd get a sandwich with a vitamin zero.
Wow. You love vitamin zero.
I haven't. I knocked them off.
Really? Really? Is it bad for you or something?
No, they're not bad for you. It's just like too many carbs. It's just better to drink water.
You're just like, why?
Even a zero has like 20 carbs in it.
Water is just the best thing. Yeah. I always come back to it.
I basically only drink water. Huh? I guess I'm perfect.
I have a little soda pop. A little soda pop, but I shouldn't.
I'll have a sparkling flavored water from time to time, but even that,
Diet Coke doesn't have any carbs, though.
No, but
so it's better for you than a vitamin.
It does have poison in it.
No.
There's no carbs, but that rat juice.
Oh, what am I going to turn into, pizza rat?
So I would have a sandwich, and it always had just like butter and whatever, and like one slice of bologna. Butter and one slice of bologna.
Wow.
That was it. And then I would have chips, but
sandwich in Italy or something. It's like some nice ham with the butter.
I didn't know that sandwiches could be that good.
Yeah.
I remember, I think I must have talked about this before, but I remember when my friend was like, hey, do you want to go to the deli for lunch? And I was like, the deli? Why would you get there?
They're
like, they'll make sandwiches. And they made this big hoagie with lots of meat. And
I didn't figure that out till pretty late in my life.
I'd never seen a sandwich like that because my mom always just put one slice of bologna onto the white bread.
Oh, so funny.
I have to say, I still make sandwiches the way I made them when I was a kid.
Really?
And Janie makes... like photo-ready sandwiches.
Really?
Yeah,
she should
fun.
Take pictures of them and send them to us along with her Wordles.
This is making me hungry.
Yeah, I want a good sandwich.
My dad
used to make, if he made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, he would also put butter on it.
Wow, that's really decadent.
Yeah.
Really
interesting.
Rich.
Now, I was reading about a burger that you put peanut butter on.
What?
It's supposed to be really good.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either.
Oh, peanut sauce, maybe.
No.
I could get into that.
No.
But then I would
put just peanuts on a burger.
I'd put peanuts on a...
I put penis on a burger.
I'd put penis on a butt crack. Huh?
Penis on a butt crack. All right, we'll be right back.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And guess what?
I can't fathom what you're about to say.
It's something good.
I have no
idea. Does that give you a clue?
No, that doesn't give me a clue.
Is it my birthday?
No.
Is it my birthday?
That. It's better than that even.
Better?
It's even better than my birthday. I'll give you a hint.
Wait, so you think your birthday is better than both of our birthdays?
No, I know it. I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
It's the segment of our show that the audience loves the most.
Oh. Is that your three-cher going to play a game?
We are going to play a little game, which we call a three-cher, and we have asked people to submit some, and guess what? They did. We thank our listeners for taking the time out of their day.
We bless our listeners.
We pray God's blessing. Father God, please bless our listeners in all that they do. Let them know that they are loved by us and by you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
May their leavings be bountiful.
Their leavings? That doesn't sound like a blessing.
Droppings?
Droppings. I made droppings in the toilet. And I made too many, I guess. I don't know if there's a problem in here.
Well, they're bountiful.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Father God,
for our bountiful leavings.
All right. This is a game called Alphabetical Question Game. It is submitted by, and I believe this person has submitted a three-cher before, Angela.
How dare they?
Angela Vivacqua. Angie Lifewater.
V.I. Wachowski?
Nice.
Yeah, this is submitted by V.I. Wachowski, who directed The Matrix with her sister. Players start by picking a location for a scene. The players then go in clockwise order and can only speak in questions. Additionally, the first word of every question needs to go in alphabetical order as the scene progresses. Long pauses or starting
I'm
a question
lost.
Or starting a question with the incorrect letter eliminates you from the round.
So it's the ABC game.
Yes, but all questions.
Okay. Okay, okay. So you have to ask a question and it has to start with the next letter of the alphabet.
Yes.
And everything has to be a question that we say?
Yes.
And we're doing one word at a time or just an entire question?
We're doing an entire question at a time, okay. And it has to be a scene.
Okay.
So it has to progress.
Got it. And we're going clockwise?
That's hard.
Or counterclockwise. Who gives a shit?
Well, Paul doesn't know which one's which.
So it always starts with me.
And whoever jumps in next,
we'll go clockwise.
We'll figure it out from there. Okay, we'll go clockwise. All right. Great. And it's a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And do we need a suggestion from the crowd? They've been very silent.
They shouted out.
They said Dildo Factory, but that begins with a D.
And they said pineapple, but I've heard that.
That's even worse. Yeah. All right. I will start with a question that begins with the letter A.
A, right at the old beginning of ELF.
That's helpful.
Did ELF stand for alphabet?
Yeah.
And ET stands for et.
Etny.
It's et cetera.
Etsy.
Alphabet and et cetera. Two of my favorite. Etsy, sorry.
Alphalba.
Too late. From Wiki.
No, I like yours. Mm-hmm.
From you. Wiki.
Et cetera.
Is this part of the game?
No.
What we're doing now?
No, it's not.
Okay.
The Good game begins now. Oh. I press lap. Okay, the game begins now. Anyone hear that noise?
Boo. Did somebody hear boo?
That sounds like two questions, but okay.
Can't hear it myself. I think.
So you
mocked terrible at this right off the bat.
And it's impossible. Start over.
Can you hear it?
Okay.
No, we'll keep
okay,
going.
We'll start over.
No, keep going.
Okay, can you hear it?
Didn't you hear somebody say boo?
Even if I did, would that help anything?
Friends, should I be the one to open my stupid ears and listen to this?
Go and open the door, won't you?
Good save.
I honestly did forget.
How do you open this door?
I think you just kind of like press on it really hard. Oh, no. Don't you? The don't you will save you anytime.
Just over here, I think.
The question part of this is impossible.
I think we're doing great.
Okay. All right.
Knowing what you know about doors, do you think that maybe I should turn the knob?
Lapkus. Do you think I should try to turn the knob?
Copycat.
Most doors go this way.
Don't they?
In my experience, but I don't know.
No.
I'm out.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. So you're on N?
Now, if I don't open it, are we stuck in here?
Oh, my God. I think we might be, but how do you open it?
Pry it with a crowbar, why don't you?
Quiet. I'm trying to pry it with a crowbar, aren't I?
Really? This is happening to me on my birthday?
Silence. Won't you?
Silence, won't you? All right, Lauren won. Let's do it again. Let's start with Lauren.
Okay, it's a great game.
I like it. I like
Go
it.
Go the other way.
Okay.
Okay. The suggestion is pool.
It's a game. It's a game. Billiards.
Billiards.
Snooker.
Okay. Anyone want to go swimming?
Oh, back to me? Okay. But aren't all the pools drained in this area?
Can you shut up for a second?
Don't you want to shut up for a second?
Christ, why are you yelling at me?
Did you go backwards to see?
Oh, wait, sorry.
You're out.
I said D.
Let me be in. Let me be
yeah,
in.
All right, you can be in, but it's got to be E.
Everyone thinks.
Yes, they do.
Everyone heard that, right?
Friends, am I hearing what I think I'm hearing?
Hearing what?
You forgot G.
Glasses say what?
Glasses say what? What does that mean? Glasses say what?
Hear that?
I wonder if I can.
It's kind of a statement.
Yeah, it kind of is. Oh, well. All right. How about?
You're out.
Why are we putting people out of the game? Why don't we just keep going?
I don't
know.
Okay. Keep going to Z?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just try again. I can't believe it's taken us this long. Like, who gives a shit?
If I listen,
always put people out. You're
yeah,
saying,
really.
Like, why don't we just keep
why
going?
Why are we making it a competition?
Yeah.
Well, because it ends it eventually.
Yeah, exactly. There's a definite.
We'll end at Z.
If there's a definite end, then we know we can. We don't have to take people out.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
If I listen really closely, do you think I can?
Mm-hmm.
Why are all of these about listening to something?
Gibbets on the floor?
Glasses say what? Gibbets on the floor? Two classic questions.
Most of these came from somebody's shoe.
Jay, what about K?
Okay.
How about L?
Yeah, at least go to L if you're going to skip.
At least go to L. Knights have gibbets, don't they?
Knights wear crocs. The most protective shoe.
Lots of them.
Why don't you?
Why don't you?
Why don't you?
Lots say what?
Lots of them, wouldn't you?
Glasses say what? Gibbets? On the floor?
May I please have a drink of water?
What?
May I please have a drink of water?
Oh, okay. Neighbor, may I also have a drink of water?
Oh, gosh. I wonder if I'm out of water.
I would wonder. Statement.
What?
Yeah, another statement.
Is it? I wonder.
Sometimes I wonder has a question mark at the end.
Oh, gosh. Am I out of water?
A question is something that has a question mark at the end.
Oh, gosh. Am I out of water?
It's so confident now. Pretty please. May I have a cookie?
Quietly, I ask. May I also have a cookie?
Quietly ask.
Really, why do you want a cookie so badly?
So we can eat, please. If it pleases the court.
Trying to fatten up. Don't you think I need it?
Underwear.
Underwear.
Oh, you made me say underwear.
Very thin.
Very thin.
Here comes the Yoda construction.
The Yoda would be amazing in this game.
Very thin, are you not?
Very thin. Haven't you been worried?
Very worried.
Very?
She did V.
Oh, she did V. Okay. Why would I be worried?
Xylophones are fun to play, aren't they?
You're losing your mind, I believe.
That little hand gesture makes it a question.
I believe.
Oh, my God.
Zunes.
Zunes?
God's wounds.
Yeah. Shakespeare much?
The Immortal Bard.
Okay, I'm familiar with him.
Zunes, is there any decent man in this kingdom?
Oh, what a scene.
We did it.
What a scene.
That was a good scene.
That was a great scene. It made a lot of sense.
It built on each other.
Yeah.
Good scene. Good scene.
I liked how we would plateau sometimes where it would be three people saying the same thing in different ways. And then it would move on to an entirely different topic.
I'm proud of us.
I'm very proud of us.
I'm really proud of that.
I like us. My wife likes us.
Yeah, I actually feel really good about that.
Yeah.
Well, guys, that's going to wrap it up for us on one episode of Threedom that we just did.
Oh, I was crying.
I cried too, but
I cried.
For sad.
Yeah, I was so sad.
It was really
this
sad.
Episode.
I was sad because I knew the episode was almost over.
I was sad thinking of the people in the scene.
Yeah, because they were hungry. They wanted cookies
they're
and
so
they were so
hungry.
Thirsty,
yeah.
But then the guy wouldn't
they were
give
confounded.
Them.
The one guy had body dysmorphia.
Yeah. Yeah, that was hard.
Where he thought he was too skinny? Does that ever happen?
But we'll see you next week. And remember to head over to the Threedom Instagram. It's at Threedom USA. We have our intern is Chain. I don't know what is our
it's
intern's
Satan.
Up to.
I hope it's not. By
no,
the,
I'm actually.
As
I'm,
of this recording, we got to fire Satan.
I think we're going to.
It's
how do you
good.
Fire Satan?
I don't know. He's trying to eat us. A lot is going wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did he even enter the race to become an intern?
That's what you got
to
fear.
Doesn't he have enough to do?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
With tempting every single person every single minute of the day?
Getting into contest with people?
What's the criteria for the next person? Like, we wanted someone hot. We got Satan. That's as hot as it gets. We need to think about what we want.
You know what? That is the kind of thing that Satan loves is wordplay where it's like a loophole. So not like that anymore. We want someone that's extremely attractive, objectively beautiful.
Objectively
and
beautiful.
And rich.
And really smart.
Yeah. And really smart. Yeah.
Really smart, beautiful, and rich.
And like they don't.
Why do you want them to be rich?
Because they don't. Well, I think if they're rich, it's good because then they're an unpaid intern. They're not going to be worried about.
Yeah,
the fact
and
that
also it implies that they're very talented and have made something of themselves.
Is that?
And they're good
is that
at what
happens?
They do. Yep.
Okay.
Wow, that's a dangerous way to think about it.
So a Joe millionaire type.
God, that guy, that millionaire. Oh yeah.
I'm worried we're going to get Joe millionaired.
If we do, we do.
That's,
it's worth it.
That honestly is
worth
dangerous.
The risk.
You know what? I have no argument for that.
Okay.
So listen and subscribe to this wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah,
you can hear the ad-free version over on Stitcher Premium or at cbbworld.com.
Yeah.
Meow.
I think we've given you the tools you need to have a great life.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
Teach a man to fish.
Teach a man to fish, everybody.
Teach
goodbye.
Go teach a man to fish this week.
And
bye, everyone.
A little 6-inch little fish and keep it as a pet.